this wonderful energy within ICANN to tackle many governance issues, of which human rights is one. There's also a energy to tackle transparency issues, accountability issues. So I think what community needs to do is to build on this momentum and take a very consistent approach towards human rights. That also means taking a very practical approach in carrying out perhaps, in starting very in a very concrete area, such as understanding what the human rights impacts might be in a policy development area, and to perhaps apply a fairly simple human rights review process to understand what the human rights impacts might be, to consult on those with global stakeholders, and to report out on the results of that application of the process, with a view to taking on more ambitious agendas, such as creating a human rights policy for overall ICANN operations. And in order to do that, perhaps to carry out a human rights impact assessment across all of ICANN's operations beyond the policy development area that I just talked about. Also looking into ICANN's CSR, or corporate responsibility strategy, and reporting, as a lot of companies are starting to do, and also the recognizing the importance of transparency reporting that a lot of ICD companies are taking up and innovating. Because when you have a dilemma, the best remedy for the dilemma is to put it out in the public domain to encourage a public debate. And so, in conclusion, what this report recommends is for human rights discussions to be squarely integrated into ICANN's business discussion and business decision-making process, alongside all the discussions on values, alongside all the discussions on risk management, ICANN's reputation, so that they are human rights decisions are not taken separate from business decisions, but as an integral part of business decisions, because after all, that's what business and human rights framework is all about. So with that, I will finish. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Thank you very much, Motoko. That's extremely informative presentation on both on the cross-community working party and this important publication, which sets out a kind of agenda and the long-term approach to the work within ICANN to ensure, as you say, that there's full respect for human rights issues in all ICANN's processes and policy development and decisions. And we always envisaged for the GAC Working Group on Human Rights and International Law that we have some close working with the Cross-Community Working Party. That's one of our objectives, really, to complement and contribute to the Cross-Community Working Party and to be informed about what you're doing in that working party, and identify how we, in fact, can assist with that and contribute from the government's perspective in particular. So there's a great deal of scene setting there, which I think is very helpful. And that brings me on to we haven't got time to discuss your paper now. That's clearly the case. And we will, as member working group, we will certainly take the paper away and read it with great interest and contact on the proposals and recommendations for the roadmap and so on, realities of the work over the course of the coming months. I'm sure the membership GAC working group will want to contribute to that, exchange views and so on. So this brings me on to the terms of reference for our group, the working group. A draft was circulated. Before I start, I should explain that the working group now has three co-chairs. There's myself, Mark Carvel from the UK, and then to my left, Maria Milagros from Peru. We were the two originating co-chairs. And then on my right, Jorge Cancio from Switzerland, who has joined the leadership team for the GAC Working Group. We envisage quite a lot of work, and there's going to be burden-sharing exercise and, of course, the help from the members of the working group on that as well to to cover the workload. So let me come on to the terms of reference, which have been revised, a little bit tweaked. They comply with the template which was developed for the working group on public safety. So we've adjusted the approach for drafting terms of reference in line with the GAC best practice, if you like, as demonstrated by the public safety working group, and that's how we've approached the revision, and we've also taken account of the comments that were made at the meeting in Buenos Aires. It's not our intention now to seek your agreement of these draft terms of reference, but what I would like to do is to propose that we confirm a process for finalising these terms of reference in the near future through written comments. What we might do now is just invite some initial major substantive comments on the text at this meeting. But as I say, we haven't got much time and everybody's desperate to go to lunch. So if anybody wants to signal any particular points now before we agree a process for finalising, I invite you to do so. And Jorge or Milagros, did you want to say anything at this point? I've said off on everything, even though we are a democratic triumvirate. Okay, well, if I invite... Please, India. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the excellent presentation. It was very helpful in understanding as well as highlighting the importance of human rights and international law within ICANN. We would like to reiterate our commitment to actively participate in the working group. We have one recommendation. We would like to include issues relating to intellectual property within the ICANN space, which might have an impact on human rights. Additionally, we appreciate and strongly support the last bullet point under the areas of interest in the terms of reference, that is, issues relating to the increase in the number of internationalized domain names, including multilingualism and the promotion of cultural diversity. Thank you.
Very much, India. That's a very helpful comment. We certainly noted your point about rights, intellectual property rights, and your commitment to the group. That's extremely helpful to have on record. Does anybody else have any initial comments to make? If not, what I'd like to proceed quickly to do is to seek your agreement to the process for finalising these draft terms of reference. They were made available fairly soon before this meeting in Dublin, so we're conscious that you may want time to consult within your administrations and stakeholders, quite possibly. And they do build on previous terms of reference, so it's not entirely new. We're not starting from scratch. But then again, I'm conscious that you will wish to do some consultations. And I have in mind a period of 4 weeks for inviting written comments on this, but I seek your views on whether that is acceptable as a sufficient period of time. That would be take us up to 18 November. And after that, we as a working group will then finalise that. The co-chairs will collate the comments and we will put that out to the working group so that everybody is clear on who has commented and what comments they've made, and then we'll start a process to adjust the terms of reference to take account comments received. Does anybody have any views on that kind of timeline, which in total would take us into early December as producing a final version of the terms of reference? Is everybody agreeable to that timeline? I don't see anybody raising their hand to object. Yep, if we're all agreed by non-objection, consensus-based decision. Okay, well, we'll work on that basis then, and we'll confirm this timeline in the GAC communique, and then we'll initiate the process with the help of the GAC secretariat to ensure the mail list is functioning so that we receive your comments and so on. Great. Okay, good progress. 12 minutes.
Bom, com progressos, uma ideias, e não sei se devemos passar para algum.
I was notified of 2 points. There was a cross-community working party meeting this morning. I could invite a very brief report on that, if it's possible. And the other AOB item is, we're conscious, of course, is CCWG Accountability Working Party, number 4, working on a possible bylaw change with regard to human rights. And Jorge, maybe you have... Niels is up to date on that as well. So those are 2 AOB items. Does anybody else have any other AOB items so that we're clear what we're going to get through in the next 5 minutes? Yep, okay, Niels, over to you.
Very much. So this morning's session was very well attended, and we gave a much longer presentation about the report, after which some very constructive points were brought up. And the main point is, how can we ensure that this framework will fit ICANN's ICANN's very particular nature. And that is something that we will be working on the coming time, and how we will concretely do that during the session that we'll have at 5 o'clock. So that is pretty much our summary from this morning. Of course, there will be a transcript, so you could also there, and I will not take you more time from your session.
That's great, Niels. If anybody has a question, you got 1 minute. Okay.
Thank you very much, Niels. And in fact, we would be very thankful for you keeping us up to date. It's really important, and we shouldn't duplicate.
Okay, so we go to the second AOB item, the CCWG Accountability Work Party 4, the progress on that. Niels, would you be able to update us? No doubt it's been moving quite fast in the last few days. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Jorge, please add on to me, because we're both in Working Party 4. This issue was last discussed on... let me take one step back. The Working Party 4 made a summary of the public comments made during the public comment period on the second draft report that was sent to the CCWG. And after that, it was discussed last Friday, where there seemed to be broad agreement on the text that was suggested, that will not have reference to a particular document, but which will have a commitment to for ICANN within its scope and mission to respect internationally recognized human rights. It was mentioned that the text might need a bit of refinement, but this option was definitely preferred by the working group, and I think we're almost there on reaching consensus. So. Issues are definitely converging there, and it seems that matters are going.
Thank you, Niels. That's very good news that it's all heading in a positive direction to a hopefully speedy conclusion. So that's okay. We've gone through all the agenda items. I don't know, Milagros, did you want to say anything more? Okay, anything? Anybody else? Lee? Yep. Lee Hibbard, Council of Europe. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Just to say that for those of you perhaps not aware, Council of Europe, 47 member states, on the 3rd of June this year, agreed upon a declaration on ICANN human rights and the rule of law. From my perspective, it's the first time that we see in international government setting the reference to ICANN in a document which is agreed by so many countries together. And that document sort of scopes out the issues of human rights and rule of law in ICANN and encourages member states to engage with ICANN in looking at the issues of corporate responsibility, policy statements and due diligence mechanisms, etc., and invites Council of Europe to explore ways to assist the GAC, actually, as well as the ICANN and its communities, in making arrangements to ensure that human rights and rule of law are considered, respected or referred to in ICANN's policies and procedures. So that's a clear mandate for Council of Europe to go further and to assist you, colleagues, in the work of these different groups back in Strasbourg. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lee. And I'll be able to help secure that relationship with the Council of Europe, and advance the offer to assist the work of the GAC working group in the future, because I'll be in Strasbourg as a member of the Bureau of the Council of Europe Steering Committee on Media and Information Society, which developed the declaration that you referred to. And so the Bureau is meeting in early November, and the full steering committee in Strasbourg will meet in December. I'll be at both those meetings, so that's very helpful. I'll be reporting to the Council of Europe accordingly on this the work date and also the work of the cross-community working party. I think it'll be important to inform members of the Council of Europe, which is 48 states, 47 states. Thanks very much, Lee. Unless anybody has any final points, I think we can all go to lunch, which everybody will be no doubt very pleased about. Okay, I'll draw the meeting to a close and look forward to a next physical meeting, probably in Marrakesh. Okay, many thanks for sparing your time during the lunch break to help us out here. It's much appreciated. Thank you.